We would like to welcome you to another Yuris and Mindset reaction video. This video was posted to A&E YouTube's channel on June 30th, 2021. Here's the situation. Anyone that has caught an airplane flight knows that they usually call the passengers in groups, A, B, C, etc. Inside Chicago's airport, there is a man and his companion who is first in line with a C boarding pass. The B's had already been called. They were about to start calling the C's when a lady with a B boarding pass gets in front of him. Words were exchanged. An airline customer service agent escorted both of them out of the line. Let's just say it did not give him a pleasurable feeling.
Excuse me, I'm not invisible. I paid the same ticket she paid. She will just jump in front of me and act like I don't exist.
He told his side of the story, felt insulted, and demanded an apology.
She jumped in front of me. I asked her that was very rude. I don't appreciate it. So then she turned around and started cussing me out. Excuse me. You didn't call her over here and interrogate her?
Okay, she was very upset.
About what? About getting in front of me and cussing me out?
Sir.
And I need the apology somewhere around here.
In doing so, the agent informed him that he would not be catching the flight.
I'm a paying customer, ain't I?
Where are you trying to go to?
Las Vegas, home.
Okay, and you're on this. Let me see the next flight.
Why do I have to have a next flight?
I can't let you board on this flight.
He gets even more upset and a supervisor is called. She tried to calm him down, but he was not hearing that.
First things first, sir, you need to calm down because we do not transport customers that, you know, appear to be a threat to the flight or anything like that. You need to calm down. Let me find out from Angel.
If this woman gets on the plane, y'all gonna have some trouble with me.
They proceeded to get the lady side of the story. She admitted to getting in front of him, and when asked what she said to him,
I said, I'm sorry.
They allowed the lady to board the flight, and the supervisor goes back to him and explains why he cannot.
She can't catch the flight for me.
Your reaction, and from what Andy and the ops agent witnessed, your reaction after all this is what we have to deny you boarding for, not what happened in the little altercation between two customers.
He tried one last time to get her to empathize with him.
Excuse me, if you were being detained because you did nothing wrong, would you be happy about it?
The supervisor then tells him there could be even harsher consequences to his actions.
I have a choice right now, sir, to either deny you boarding for the day or to put you on the next flight, depending on how we're going
to
handle the situation.
Then I guess you need
today.
To make your decision.
Okay, and okay. I need your cooperation to make the decision.
What do you want me to do?
I just need you to
tie me up, put me in handcuffs.
No, I just need
shut
you
me up.
No, I just need you to
I'm a
down.
Boisterous person. I've always been that my whole life.
The conversation ended when he claimed the airline actions were prejudiced. And then his companion had something to say.
This is prejudice.
Yes, it is.
I'm being treated
discrimination. Right, now you've got me mad.
Okay, well, we're going to have to deny you this point.
Okay.
No!
Yes.
No.
He ended up missing that flight and having to get a hotel and attempt to fly the next day. Here's the discussion between Yurison and Idera Love.
Okay, so we're here with Miss Idera. We got the flight scenario.
Hello, hello.
Okay, we just played it back. These are the people we have involved in it.
Yes.
The woman who cut in front of the man.
Right.
We got the man.
Yes.
We got the agent.
The agent.
And we got, what you say, mom or auntie, whatever she is, wife or a girlfriend, whatever the other woman.
Yes, he should. Yeah, she should be where the man is.
From the man perspective, what would you think his expectation was?
Okay.
No, let's say what he didn't expect.
Okay, so I guess he didn't expect for the lady to get in front of him and they already called B's. And I guess he expected her to just say, oh, okay. And he go ahead and deal with the person behind.
And what I did notice.
And she just went ahead and was like, well, I'm already in line. I guess I'm just going to go in and get my dick, and he didn't like that.
Yeah, and let me just say this. I did notice it was Southwest Airlines. When you board Southwest, they don't have assigned seating. They just have first come,
first
get your seat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's probably his motivation to get to his seat. You might take the window seat that I want.
But so first come, first serve.
Yes.
I see.
So he might feel that. So extra motivation to not let one person, two people, whatever, get in front of you, get the seat that you want. So the woman cut in front of him with the B, she obviously had B. He seen that. So do you think his expectations was fair?
Yes. I mean, it is fair. It's okay to feel and expect that. But then when that doesn't happen, when it doesn't go as planned as what you expected.
Right. He obviously was disappointed.
Yes.
And it seemed appear
now
anger.
What do you do?
We go from his expectations wasn't met. He didn't expect her to right. do that. Now he disappointed.
Yes.
The anger. It seemed like he was expressing anger. And so now the action. What you think about the action he took?
He felt disrespected. He's probably been in other situations where he felt that it was racial or discriminatory.
Right.
He's like up to here with it.
Right. Race could have been a big.
But
yeah, obviously
it could have. Yes. He knows
mind,
that
in his mind,
and he knows that, and maybe the agent knows that too. But if he was calm, okay, even if he didn't agree and he said he wasn't mad, the fact that they thought and they think he's mad, so right. after they've told him, you know, the others feel this way, I can get you on another flight. Either you get on that other flight, you say, okay, it was a misunderstanding, let it go. Do you want to get on this plane or do you not want to board this plane? If that doesn't matter to you, then fine, fight it. But if you're in so much of a rush and you need to get on this flight, get on that flight, get to where you're going, address that later. They know you express yourself.
Right.
It's not going anywhere. They feel that you were angry, even though that is not your intent. You are expressing yourself. That's the way they perceive you. Later on, file a report, a claim, an incident report.
Yeah.
Yes. But you got grandmama, auntie, but it's right here. She's here with you too.
So what about her actions?
I didn't even know she was there until later on.
Okay, so look.
I thought he was boarding by himself, and then here come auntie, your mama.
Okay.
Now, at this time, they telling him.
You about to add something to the dude?
Yes. In certain situations, you can read how those people are thinking and what they think. It doesn't make it right, but they control the situation right now.
Okay, so with the woman though, what do you suggest that the woman did? The woman who cut in front of him, she had the bee. So say you're the woman, you have your bee tick. The bees is already
called.
She's
a woman, okay.
What do you expect her to do?
Okay, say politely, acknowledge that he's standing there. It's his turn. I'm sorry, please, can I go ahead of you? I missed, you know, the bees being caught and it's the season. I really need to get on this flight. If it was, we didn't see it. We wish we saw a video of just how the way she went in. We can't. We can only deal with what she said
right.
and what he said. He say, she say. For him to react like that, it had
we can only react to the information that's given, right?
Yes. If it was polite, do you think he would have reacted the way he's acting? I don't know.
I absolutely do.
Yes.
I absolutely do. Yes. Because
like even being polite, he still would act that
the
way.
The dude said himself, I've been boisterous all my life. I've been like this all my life. Now, I'm not defending that woman. I think the woman action, I wouldn't have cut in front of anybody. Even me being a big black man, I wouldn't have cut in front of another big black man or another white man or another white woman. I'd have went to the agent and been like, hey, look, did you call bees? I have a bee. Been like, okay, yes, get in line. The agent just told me to get in line right here. I got a bee. Bam, I don't need your opinion, your approval. Cause you could get the wrong person, just like you said. I walk up to you, I got B. Can you mind if I get no? Not what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to go to that agent and be like, hey,
yeah.
See
yeah.
what I mean? So
yeah.
She could have avoided that. And again, we not talking. I'm not calling her a victim, or whatever. But we when we do this, we not blaming the victim or anybody, right? We just talking about actions that could have been taken. With hers, that could have been prevented. But now with him, you gotta understand what world you in, just like how you say where you at. I'm in these people world. I need to get home. That's my
yes.
goal. What's your motherfucking goal? My goal is to get home.
Get auntie, mom home too. You
right.
know you know what I'm saying? Like
right. And I can understand a person as being black, like, okay, you just getting disrespect.
I get it too.
Yeah, I was just lying, I swear, real quick, at the cleaners. This woman, and you know it's how it is with COVID, not only like two people in. So two people was in, and then it was like three people out. One person went in, so now it's one other person. So she walked in, an older Asian lady, just real classy, like, real classy. She just walked around, she smiled at me, I said, I smiled back, had my little mask on. Then she just walked past me and went right in there and gave her a ticket. You know, if she would have said something, I would have let her go.
Right, okay.
But
right.
She, the fact she just was like,
felt like you wasn't there.
Right.
Like he said, you didn't acknowledge me.
Exactly.
That's what he said. Not acknowledging me that I'm in line.
Right.
So when you ask me like what I would do, sometimes you can actually handle it without having to go to the agent. Try that first. Sometimes it works, sometimes it do.
Nah.
I've been in situations where
I went to, I mean, I feel you, you're right, you can. But it just depends on that person.
Yes.
Now you putting yourself in that situation, that person might say, no, fuck you. Now you disrespecting me. Now I gotta handle, again, like I told you earlier, I gotta handle this shit. You disrespecting, forget what we was just talking about. Now I gotta handle this shit now. So even with that woman at the cleaners, right when we go in, I went to the cleaning lady. I say, so she just walked right past me. You gonna allow that? Now I'ma handle this. I was gonna let her go anyway, but you could have had the wrong person and this whole place could have been lit up. It could have been tragic in here. And then the owner felt what I said. He was like, sir, I do apologize and blah, blah, blah. Just acknowledge what happened. You know, it could be something worse. You could get the wrong person. So with him, he gotta understand who he is, where he at, and how they perceive him to be. You a big black dude yelling. The agent, I'm gonna go get my manager. That's what I do. If you in that job, you in that position, hey, this is above my pay grade, let me go call somebody who can handle this. That's the right thing to do, because some people take it as their job. You know what, look, you ain't
like
get
that incident where that girl got jumped. And oh yeah, that's a video I'm talking about too. Yeah, she got jumped for doing her job. You know, after that, she felt like she wanted to step. I don't know what went on in the meeting as the expectations of what they're supposed to do when those situations happen. But yeah, no, I want to get back to my family and I want to keep my job, and it's not worth it.
So
that's what the manager is for. You handle that.
So the manager
that gets pressure off of me.
And that's real.
Yeah. But I think when those things happen, they haven't been on the job that long. Like when they ask, you know, how long have they been on the job? Even so, I don't know if it's a breaking point. Some jobs require to deal with difficult, like customers and patients, you know, just in customer service period, whether if it's a patient or a customer. So
you could get fired if you keep escalating into a manager like, you should have handled this. Why you keep calling me?
That's another one too. They think about, oh, they're not good for this job. I have to always step in and, you know, handle things. And yeah, they don't like dealing with.
But when it's a threatening something like this, she don't know him. She don't know his intent. She don't know whatever.
No.
But all she see is big dude.
And he
said
problem.
It could be white, black, whatever. But, you know, black in this society come with even more anger. She could get hurt. He could snap at any time.
Yes, and he's warning them. He's telling.
Yeah.
If she don't get off that plane, it's going to be a problem. He kept saying it.
Now walks in the supervisor. So in terms of her actions,
she said it. It's not what happened. The incident of you being upset about the girl in the front is now what you're saying and what you're doing now. You're scaring the other customers.
Right.
I get it. It was disrespectful. She asked, what can I do for you, sir? And he said, well, one, you can go get her. He was stuck like, she bit that bitch better not board my damn seat. I am sitting here and y'all done held me up. They done got all the seats. By the time I get on in now, all this records is going on. They didn't let people on. So by the time he get on, he gonna have a shitty ass seat.
Right,
well, dude,
it.
You could have just said, okay, after that, I don't agree with how she, whatever. I need to get on this flight.
His short-term goal was to get on the flight. His short-term goal was to get a good seat on the flight, missing the long-term goal of getting the fuck home. Now the supervisor comes with her goal.
Her goal is to make sure that her passengers feel safe, feel comfortable, and they're going to come back and pay money and not go to another airline because they think this airline can't control their customers or passengers. So that's her goal. She fulfilled, look, you not getting on this.
I think
this
she did well.
And matter of fact, it's even more consequences. You're not going to get on the next flight. You're going to have to wait until tomorrow. And then we might not even let you get on, period, because you too high. She could have called the cops on that man right then.
She warned him to... Exactly what she said is what she said. And she said, now, sir, I can get you on the next one, the next day. He should have just said, okay, look, now you've seen that they're already delaying. That flight is gone. All this conversation y'all had of, obviously, they didn't hold the plane for you. Did you honestly think that was going on? They are not. They didn't get the woman off the plane either, dude. So you've missed that flight. Now you can get on the next one. So look, calm down. Get on the next flight. It's there. Grandmama like, oh, hell no. Now it's a problem. What you should have been doing, I'm sorry. Look, you know, you had a hard time. Flight, he would have been disrespected. You know how that feel. And just smooth it out so you can get on this plane.
And that's a big...
But you followed on the train with him and didn't make it no better. It didn't make the situation any better. Right. Now you got two problems instead of one. Right. Now grandmama here, oh, we got two problems now.
Real talk. Now look, we gonna go to her. That's a big thing too. Her actions
is why it could have changed the way.
Right, and that happens a lot of times with the man and the woman. Sometimes the woman is even more boisterous, like how he said, than the man. Okay, so in terms of her, I really don't think that white woman could have said nigger, and she's standing right there and not say a goddamn thing. The way she reacted at that.
Oh, you said that she said nigga?
Yeah.
Because you were louder than she was, but I guess they didn't say anything about when she threatened his life and called him a
Do you think the woman that we saw at the end just stand there and be like, oh, you called him an N-word and you were disrespectful to my man?
Nah.
She seemed to me like the woman that's going to be like, what'd you just say?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it is. Think they were asking.
And then it would have been an issue with them two, not the man. I don't know that. I didn't know that. And I deal with it however I choose to. I don't know that.
The virtue that was needed to be balanced here really was temperance and also tactfulness. What to say?
Self-control, too.
Yes, self-control is another. You know, it's a few. We could just pull some, but that what came to my mind.
Yeah.
When a situation like this happened, again, that soulful thought, you want to react. That woman did something, pissed him off. He felt a certain way in his mind. He felt that he was disrespected. So guess what? My soulful thought, I'm going to speak out loud. What the fuck you doing? You know, you don't see me here. You don't think I paid my ticket? I'm a hardworking man. All that is true. But did you have to handle it like that? Mindful thought, be like, look, the goal is to get home and we going to do this. Hey, again, I'm not saying which one is right or wrong, because if you felt that you was being disrespected, it's up to you to decide if you're going to take it or not. If you're going to suppress that soulful thought and listen to the mindful thought and be like, look, I'm gonna just let this man just do what he did, and I'm gonna just go ahead to my house. If you can live with yourself like that, that's cool, but you have to analyze the situation and then make appropriate action.
So if a situation like this ever arrives, you know what actions to take to increase your happiness, minimize your pain in your life, in your world.